Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and welcome to today's Caffeine for the Soul. And I've called today's Caffeine for the Soul Ready, Fire, Aim. And that's not by any means an expression original to me. It's often used in entrepreneurial circles, sometimes as a strategy that you just got to do stuff and then you'll figure it out, and sometimes as a pointer to why a lot of businesses fail, because they set out without any strategy and then think, oh, I'll figure it out later, and don't. Now, there's one critical detail that explains why sometimes Ready, Fire, Aim is absolutely a fantastic strategy. And sometimes Ready, Aim, Fire, taking the time to really figure things out in advance, can be more helpful. So Ready, Aim, Fire. If you're trying to reach something that already exists, then Ready, Aim, Fire makes a lot of sense. Because if it already exists, it's already somewhere. And so you can aim at it and you'll move in that direction and then you will wind up there. But if you are trying to create something that does not yet exist, then Ready, Aim, Fire makes no sense. Because where are you aiming? You're aiming at some imaginary point at some imaginary distance from you. Now, when you are creating, when you are starting from scratch, when you don't have a very clear idea of exactly where something is and how you're going to get there, the reason Ready, Fire, Aim works so well is because action creates clarity. What do I mean by that? Well, it's in the doing of something that we get clear about what it is we're doing, what it is that might stop us, and where it is ultimately that we're heading. I actually once got a phone call from somebody who lived very much in the Ready, Fire, Aim mode. And we'd been talking for about 20, 25 minutes, and I couldn't quite figure out why he'd phoned, but we were having a very nice chat, and I had time that day. And suddenly something came up where I brought something up, and he went, oh, that must be why I called you. And it just turned out that I brought something up that he could help me with. And he just sort of went into things with the assumption that if you just start out in a direction, things will come as you go. And that's very much what I found in the process of creating. And my favorite metaphor for it is the warmer-colder game. And I'm sure you remember the warmer-colder game. I've done podcasts about the warmer-colder game. But there's one thing about the warmer, colder game that a lot of people don't take into account when they're trying to plan everything through before they begin. And that nobody can say warmer or colder until you take the first step. So until you are in action, there's no feedback possible. Or what seems like feedback is really just the thinking in your head. So you imagine it one way and then you adjust to what you imagined and go, ooh, okay, well, if that happened, I'll do this. And then you make something else up and you go, well, if that happened, I'll do that. But the truth is, nothing's happened. You're making all of it up. So it's not actually terribly helpful even as a planning exercise. Whereas the second you get in the game starts giving you feedback. The second you start taking action towards anything, towards any kind of a creation, you will start to see things that you simply could not have seen before you got in the game, before you took action, before you fired. So the aiming mechanism, the inner guidance system, can't work properly until you're actually in action. And that's the sense in which action creates clarity. Now, here's a simple example. Let's say that there are two dads, and I may be speaking slightly from experience here, but there are two dads who want to go to Disneyland. And one dad wants to go and take his daughter because she really wants to ride the teacups. Loves the teacups. She remembers the teacups from the last time she went. And that is why she wants to go to Disneyland. And so the dad, being a loving dad, goes, sure, we'll do that. And he can take the time to aim. He can figure out when's the best time to go, when are the lines the shortest, and he can plan the whole trip to Disney around arriving at the teacups at the optimal time. Ready? Aim. Fire. But now let's say the other dad's daughter really wants a Frozen sweatshirt. Not literally a Frozen sweatshirt, but a sweatshirt with the characters from Frozen on it. Well, he doesn't actually know ahead of time where he's going to be able to get a Frozen sweatshirt. It's a reasonable idea that Disneyland, there'll be one somewhere. But it's not obvious ahead of time how he's going to find it. So action is going to create clarity. He needs to actually go and start looking around and start asking questions in order to get feedback to let him know where he might go in order to get the sweatshirt. Now, in a way, this is a crap example because I'm guessing if you went online and Googled, where do I get an Elsa sweatshirt from Frozen, you can probably find it. But the idea holds. If you're going for something where there is not enough information, where you don't have enough data, you don't have enough clarity on the details in order to plan it all out in advance, then ready, fire, aim is your best bet. When you're dealing with a limited data set, with things that are very predictable, with destinations that are already fixed, then ready, aim, fire is a wonderful strategy. So here's a simple game you can play. Take your top three goals. And if you've got a business, you might want to take your top three goals for your business. If you're doing this for yourself, just take the top three things that you would love to create or have or places you want to get to in your life. And for each one, check, is this something where there is an already pre-established path that you can easily follow, in which case ready, aim, fire is probably a great strategy, or is this something where you're just not going to know how to go about it until you're in the game, until action has begun to create clarity, until you've taken those first steps and can start getting warmer, colder feedback from the universe. And when you've got a sense of that for yourself, then you can move forward on them in the appropriate way. If they really are things where there's just a right way to do it, take the time to do it the right way. But I found with most goals, with most creations, with most people's business projects, they're not going to really know what's involved until they take the first step, they jump into the game, and they start to get that real-time feedback. And that's the sense in which action creates clarity. That's the sense in which ready, fire, aim can be such a powerful strategy for success. Have fun, learn heaps, happy exploring, and I'll talk with you soon.